President Obama made his case for a second term last night in Charlotte. It capped 2 weeks of political madness. Joining me to talk about all the week's news in politics is our regular Friday morning contributor, Professor Michael Bitzer. Professor Bitzer, good morning.
Good morning.
So you were in the hall last night. You were in the hall all week, I understand it. What did you think of the president's speech and the crowd's reaction to it?
You know, I thought it was a much more politically mature speech by the president. It was pretty much a two-part speech, I thought. The first part seemed to be much like a State of the Union address, and it was kind of in the tone of a Bill Clinton-esque kind of an approach, you know, acknowledging that government can't do everything, but that certainly government needs to be involved and encouraging certain areas. The second part, the back part, is where I think Obama really reached his rhetorical style. He was very much a kind of passionate, firing up the base of the political party. Those folks in the hall were ready to do anything for him. And so it was, you know, it was a fine speech. I don't think it was the speech of the week, though.
And we'll get to that in just a minute. One of the other speakers that led up to Mr. Obama last night, she was not in the network's coverage of it, was former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. She really fired up the crowd with one line. She had a jab she took at Mitt Romney about the auto industry, the main industry in her home state. Let's listen to what she said.
Now, sure, Mitt Romney loves our lakes and our trees. He loves our cars so much they even have their own elevator. But the people who design and build and sell those cars, well, in Romney's world, the cars get the elevator and the workers get the shaft.
Now, Professor Bitzer, what do you make of those comments? How was that reaction in the hall?
It really brought down the house. I mean, it was probably one of the key lines, along with Vice President Biden's line, you know, that everybody knew was coming. Osama bin Laden was dead and GM is alive. It really appealed to the populism, the economic populism that the Democrats were really in full love with. Elizabeth Warren did the same thing on Wednesday night. And so, you know, the base came out of there just absolutely fired up and, as the chant goes, ready to go.
And they are now headed back off to their home states, and many of them are going to be organizing their communities to campaign for President Obama. But someone who didn't campaign this week was Governor Mitt Romney. He took the week off and was preparing for next month's debates in Vermont. Traditionally, candidates do take the week of the opposing party's convention off, but President Obama notably stayed on the campaign trail last week during the RNC. What do you think this means about the state of the campaign?
Oh, I think it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. They're going to be, both sides are going to be going after each other. Even though Mitt Romney was off the campaign trail, his surrogates, particularly vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, was in the state at East Carolina University making the case. They had surrogates in Charlotte all over the place. This is going to be a very tough battle, and they recognize from both sides that they can't stay off the campaign trail anymore.
And what did you make of the Republicans' response to the DNC?
You know, I think it was the typical approach. They were certainly hammering issues that came up as minor bumps in the road, the platform fight, the move from the stadium back into Time Warner Cable Arena. But this just shows the aggressiveness of this campaign that we're going to see for the next, you know, basically 60 days.
And, you know, we're off to a running start now with both conventions finished. You alluded to it earlier. Last question. We've just got about a minute left. Who had the best speech of the DNC this week, in your opinion?
You know, it had to be Bill Clinton. I mean, he has now become the elder statesman of the Democratic Party. It was so fascinating to watch he and President Obama embrace at the end. But it was still Bill Clinton's party. And boy, he had that fired up base and was able to, you know, pull a classic Clinton, you know, give it to them with deep policy wonkiness, but it was a Clinton-esque style there Wednesday night. I think he took the show, definitely.
He also had the longest speech of the convention at almost 50 minutes, about 20 minutes longer, I think, than the president.
Imagine that, Bill Clinton with a long speech. But boy, the folks in the hall were ready for it.
Imagine that. And there were many people saying he was the elder statesman, but it's just sinking into me now. Bill Clinton is now the elder statesman of the Democratic Party. Professor Michael Bitzer, thanks as always for your time.
My pleasure.